This mental training exercise of Jose Silva's UltraMind system provides you guidance and suggestions that you can use to help you determine your purpose in life. I'm John LaTourette, and I'll be your guide. In the background, you will hear the gentle tapping of the theta sound, a natural sound that will help your brain adjust to lower frequencies. This recording is to be used with eyes closed, so do not play it when you are driving or performing any other activity that requires the use of your eyesight. Remember that if, at any time, you feel uncomfortable, readjust your position to make yourself more comfortable. If you feel you must open your eyes for any reason, then open your eyes and make yourself comfortable. If you open your eyes, then go back to the beginning of the recording and start over. Anytime you desire to relax, mentally or verbally repeat the word, relax, and you will relax physically and mentally. This mind training exercise is adapted from one originally copyrighted by Jose Silva of Laredo, Texas in 1969 after 25 years of research. New material on this recording is copyrighted in the year 2003 by Silva UltraMind Systems. Reproduction for redistribution is strictly prohibited. Now prepare for this exercise by finding a comfortable position. We will start this exercise with the 3-to-1 method. Find a comfortable position, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize number 3 3 times. To help you learn to relax physically at level 3, I am going to direct your attention to different parts of your body. Relax your scalp. Relax your forehead. Relax your eyes. Relax your face. Relax your throat. Relax your shoulders. Relax your chest externally and internally. Relax your abdominal area externally and internally. Relax your thighs. Relax your knees. Relax your calves. Relax your feet. You are now at a deeper, healthier level of mind, deeper than before. This is your physical relaxation level 3. Whenever you mentally repeat and visualize the number 3, your body will relax as completely as you are now, and more so every time you practice. To enter mental relaxation level 2, take a deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 2 3 times, and you are at level 2. Level 2 is for mental relaxation, where noises will not distract you. Instead, noises will help you to relax mentally more and more. To improve mental relaxation at level 2, practice visualizing tranquil and passive scenes. To go to your center, take a deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 1 3 times. You are now at level 1, a deeper, healthier level of mind where you can function from your center. To help you enter a deeper, healthier level of mind, I am going to count from 10 to 1. On each descending number, you will feel yourself going deeper, and you will enter a deeper, healthier level of mind. 10, 9, feel going deeper. 8, 7, 6, deeper and deeper. 5, 4, 3, deeper and deeper. 2, 1. You are now at a deeper, healthier level of mind, deeper than before. It is a wonderful feeling to be deeply relaxed, a very healthy state of being. Laws of programming. The following laws are to be considered when programming. Do to others only what you like others to do to you. The solution must help to make this planet a better place to live. The solution must be the best for everybody concerned. The solution must help at least two or more persons. The solution must be within the possibility area. Principles to keep in mind when programming. The following principles apply to programming. Objective physical communication takes place at the beta left brain dimension using the objective physical senses. The hearing is used for perception, and the voice is used for transmission. Subjective spiritual communication takes place at the alpha right brain dimension by using the spiritual senses. Visualization is used for perception, and imagination is used for transmission. In the objective physical dimension, the past is behind us, the present is our present position, and the future is ahead of us. In the subjective spiritual dimension, the past is to your right, the present is centered straight ahead, and the future is to your left. Impression of information for your benefit, suggestions and strategies to help you find and fulfill your purpose in life. Jose Silva believed that we were all sent here for a purpose, and that the purpose is to correct problems so as to improve conditions on planet Earth and to help make this planet a better place to live. You can use the alpha level to help you gain insight into what kind of work you are best suited for. To do this, enter your center with the 3-to-1 method, and at your center, you can analyze your life, your skills and abilities, your likes and dislikes. You can go back mentally to your childhood and remotely view the past to observe the child you used to be. What did this child like to do? What was this child good at? What did this child dislike? What did people praise this child for? What did people expect this child to accomplish? As you remotely view the past, you can talk to people who knew this child and gain their insights. You can observe this child that was you from your perspective as an adult. What would you recommend to this child? What can this child learn and do to improve conditions on this planet? What will be needed in the future when this child is an adult and has a desire to carry out the mission that has been assigned by higher intelligence? What is needed in order to improve conditions on the planet? Which of these needs is this child best suited to work on? What best suits the child's temperament, skills, and personality? You can mentally regress yourself back and recall the feelings and the hopes and dreams and ambitions of this child. What did you want to do to help improve conditions on this planet? What most inspired and influenced you as a child, and why? What did you daydream about when you were a child? Who and what inspires and influences you today, and why? What do you daydream about? As you do this analysis at your center, remember to remain relaxed and maintain minimum mental activity so that you do not become too excited and come out of your level. You can use the deepening exercises at any time to ensure that you remain at your level. True satisfaction and a sense of fulfillment usually come from doing worthwhile work that you're good at, work that improves conditions on planet Earth. It may be hard work, and it might not be as much fun as other work you could do, but the satisfaction that it brings you provides a very special kind of joy, happiness, and sense of fulfillment. What kind of work do you feel, at your level, will bring this kind of satisfaction? What do you believe that you can do that you are suited for that will help to improve conditions on this planet? When you have completed your analysis and self-inventory at your level, you can come out of level and use the insights that you gained in your mental videos. In the first mental video, the one that you create at the beta level, depict your present situation, what you are doing, how you feel about it, and what you are doing to find your true purpose in life. Then in the second mental video, which you create while at the alpha level, when you are ready to go to sleep, depict the kind of work that you think you should be doing to correct problems, prevent problems, and carry out your assignment here on planet Earth. Use the insights you have while at the alpha level to make the best decision you can about what you think you are best suited to do in order to improve conditions as much as possible. Then, go to sleep with the intention of delivering both videos to your tutor on the other side in the spiritual dimension while you sleep. During the next 3 days, look for indications of how to proceed. When opportunities present themselves and you follow up on them and obtain beneficial results, this could be an indication that you are moving in the correct direction. The more indications you receive, the more confident you can be that you are receiving help and guidance from higher intelligence to proceed in this manner. If you encounter an obstacle, do whatever is necessary to overcome it, and notice how long it takes to overcome this obstacle. Then if you encounter another obstacle, notice how long it takes to overcome this obstacle. If it takes half as long as it took to overcome the first obstacle, this is a good sign. If it takes twice as long to overcome the second obstacle as it did the first, then this could be an indication that you are moving in the wrong direction. If you encounter a third obstacle, notice how long it takes to overcome it. If it takes half as long to overcome the third obstacle as it did the second, and it took half as long to overcome the second obstacle as it did the first, this is probably an indication that you are moving in the correct direction and that you are receiving help from higher intelligence. If it takes twice as long to overcome the third obstacle as it did the second, and it took twice as long to overcome the second obstacle as it did the first, this is probably an indication that you are not moving in the correct direction. This is one of the ways that higher intelligence provides guidance to us. Analyze the situation at your center at 10 cycles alpha, and if you feel that the indications are that you are not moving in the correct direction, then consider other ways to proceed. At your center, consider alternatives, select one, and use your mental video technique to see what kind of guidance you receive. Jose Silva advises that we don't batter down doors. When a door won't open after you have made a good effort, this is usually an indication from higher intelligence that there is another door that is better for you. Continue to use the mental video technique and observe the indications, and you will find the doorway that is best for you. You have practiced entering deep, healthy levels of mind. In your next session, you'll enter a deeper, healthier level of mind faster and easier than this time. Every time you function at these levels of the mind, you will receive beneficial effects physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help yourself physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help your loved ones physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help any human being who needs help physically and mentally. You will never use these levels of the mind to harm any human being. If this be your intention, you will not be able to function within these levels of the mind. You will always use these levels of the mind in a constructive, creative manner for all that is good, honest, pure, clean, and positive, and this is so. You will continue to strive to take part in constructive and creative activities to make this a better world to live in, so that when we move on, we shall have left behind a better world for those who follow. You will consider the whole of humanity, depending on their ages, as fathers or mothers, brothers or sisters, sons or daughters. You are a superior human being. You have greater understanding, compassion, and patience with others. In a moment, I am going to count from 1 to 5. At that moment, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine, and in perfect health, feeling better than before. You'll have no ill effects whatsoever in your head, no headache, no ill effects whatsoever in your hearing, no buzzing in your ears, no ill effects whatsoever in your vision and eyesight. Vision, eyesight, and hearing improve every time you function at these levels of the mind. 1, 2, coming out slowly now. 3, at the count of 5, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before, feeling the way you feel when you have slept the right amount of revitalizing, refreshing, relaxing, healthy sleep. 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before.